boy, you know.
It's silly. I don't mean to minimize this tragedy. It is a horrible tragedy. But the rush of politicians to somehow blame the gun when there is a whole lot more going on than the weapon. I mean, if you're going to ban guns, you're going to have to ban a whole lot of other things, baseball bat and kitchen skillets.
Some people, you know, they'll look at a giant conspiracy, and that's why, you know, all those Kmart stores already sold out of their assault weapons that they sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why right now, 6,000 or 8,000 a day are joining the NRA since last Friday.
Well, we've got that going on in Colorado. The rush to apply for concealed weapon permits, the gun training businesses are overwhelmed with
people. And you've got to ask yourself, Bob, and I want to ask you, do you think it's to protect yourself against the bad guys? Or protect yourself against a government that might say only the government's going to have guns. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of the rush right now for people to get what firearms they think that they want or need, to load up on ammunition to get better trained, is because they think it's at a minimum they think it's going to be much harder to do very soon.
Right.
And you're absolutely correct. There is a growing sentiment within this country that we might be on the verge of something very, very bad, and folks realize they may need to protect themselves against the government that was supposed to be instituted to protect us.
You know, Bob.